AM 1450 KBMW.
Hey, we're back.
8 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Kind of a partly cloudy thing going on. 74 degrees where we're at on this first day of August.
It's Newsday Tuesday edition. And, well, Tuesdays, got to talk real estate with Steve Dietrich from Action Realty. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
The birthday girl not stopping in today.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I was contemplating whether or not I'd sing to her. She probably heard that, and it's like, I'm not going in there at all.
Maybe.
But happy birthday to Sherry. Well, tell us how you said business is booming at Action Realty. You got, you're busy.
It's busy. You know, there's a few more listings coming on in what I would call some of the right price ranges. And, yeah, there's just seems to be a lot of things going on right now, and I'm not sure why that is per se, but happy that it is.
What is the right price range, Steve? What are we talking?
The right price range is probably, well, some of the upper end people won't be happy, but, you know, I would say anywhere from, you know, zero to 300,000 probably.
Okay. Right.
You know, we're still fighting that interest rate a little bit, you know, and that's what makes that upper end just a little bit more expensive and understandably so, you know.
You've got some homes in some really nice neighborhoods. I'm noticing that. It's like, boy, good locations with some of these.
Yeah, there are some nice ones, you know, and, you know, we got a house out there for sale right now that's over 800,000. But if you want 7,500 square feet in your house, this might be one to look at.
That's a lot.
That's a big house.
I was going to ask you, do you ever get people, sellers in particular, that are just in such a hurry to just to get out of the place that they throw it to you and go, Steve, just sell this. We don't care. And walk away from it quick?
There are some like that, you know, and then, you know, and bless their souls, you know, people that have, you know, some extra money laying around can be in that position to do that, too.
And right.
Most of us aren't. So, you know, you kind of got to hang on for what you hope and think you can get and go from there.
Well, do you get the high on the other side, you get the high maintenance sellers, too, that are standing shoulder to shoulder with you through the whole process?
There's a few like that once in a while where they'll, you know, everything you do on the internet or whatever is scrutinized or, and they want every piece of information after a showing and things like that. And, you know, that's fine. If you figure out that that's how we need to take care of people, we take care of them that way.
Absolutely. And again, good number of homes, good number of listings, what you got right now.
Yeah, there's some choices out there, and so it's a good time to be watching a little bit, and maybe in some cases maybe it might turn into a little bit of a buyer's market
right
rather than the sellers, which it's been for quite a while.
I ask you this all the time as we get towards the end of summer here, looking towards the end of summer, do you see an uptick going into fall and people kind of a little bit more in a hurry to get that done before winter?
Well, the way it's going right now, I think that's a possibility that there could be an uptick yet going into fall. I do watch apartments, you know, pretty close too, and I like to know if they're full or close to full. There's a lot of buyers sitting out there.
Right, right.
There really are. And I think the apartments, for the most part, are doing okay.
Okay.
And I know I've been, you know, helping some people get apartments first because they just can't either find what they want or they're just not ready to buy a house yet. They need to get into town, settle in, see if they like the community, like their job.
Yeah.
You know, and if all that clicks, you know, then they may turn into a buyer later this fall yet.
So these people do, you actually kind of get them through a transitional period with
them. Yeah, I will do what I can to put somebody to an apartment first. You know, I work a lot with a particular guy in town and he's a good owner is what I say. You know, he vets his people that come in. He's something's going on in an apartment building. He shouldn't be. They're out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think I know who you're talking about, too.
And he takes care of his stuff, too. So if it needs to be fixed, it gets fixed.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So
Steve, well, you see Sherry today. Wish her a happy birthday.
I will do that.
Give her grief for not stopping in, because I would have sang to her, too.
Oh, she'll get it from me. Don't worry.
Steve Dietrich, Action Realty, talking real estate as we do every Tuesday. Steve, great having you in here.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. 12 minutes after 9 o'clock here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
I've got some big news. bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet.